This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 4th September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is calm and pleasant, a perfect evening for those enjoying a night out in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, the night is warm, inviting residents to take a stroll under the clear sky. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, President Donald Trump has warned of a potential strike on Mount Kosh, stating, "We may strike very soon, just in the last few minutes." Also, Israel Hayom reports that President Trump reiterated his commitment to preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons, saying earlier today, "The situation in the Strait of Hormuz is concerning." Also this hour, a report from the New York Times, as noted by Israel Hayom, reveals U.S. intelligence believes Iran is aiming for escalation, with insights coming in just within the past hour. Separately, the Jerusalem Post informs us that the IDF struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon after intercepting a drone earlier today. And finally, JNS reports that a U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal is seen as a glide path to a bomb, according to senior House Democrat Brad Sherman in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned foreign policy analyst, expressed concern over the arrogance and ignorance of great powers, referencing a Wall Street Journal story earlier. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlighted that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN, posting earlier today. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, announced the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in response to Dutch anti-Israel measures, sharing this decision in a post from earlier. Now, for more on those stories, starting with President Trump's remarks on Mount Kosh. According to Walla, the U.S. president emphasized the readiness to act against any further provocations by Iran. This statement comes amid heightened tensions following recent incidents in the Strait of Hormuz. The potential for military action raises concerns over stability in the region and the implications for global oil markets. Turning to intelligence on Iran, as reported by the New York Times and highlighted by Israel Hayom, U.S. intelligence suggests Tehran is gearing up for potential conflict escalation. This assessment follows 6 months of strained relations and could impact diplomatic efforts aimed at de-escalating tensions. Civilians in affected areas may face increased uncertainty. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent actions in Lebanon, reported by the Jerusalem Post, followed the detection and interception of a hostile drone. The strikes targeted Hezbollah positions, marking another chapter in the ongoing tensions between Israel and Lebanon. This strike comes hours after the drone interception, highlighting the volatile security situation along the northern border. And finally, concerning the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal reported by JNS, Congressman Brad Sherman voiced concerns over Saudi Arabia's potential nuclear ambitions, paralleling worries about Iran. This development could alter the strategic balance in the Middle East, prompting discussions among regional and global powers. On the economic front, first, Teva Pharmaceuticals has made significant strides in treating celiac disease. CTech reports that their phase 2 trial showed positive results, offering hope for patients and a potential new product line for the company. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a significant investment in the Israeli startup Huskies by Blackstone. The tech aims to enhance cybersecurity, notably in AI agent technology, underscoring Israel's growing prominence in the cybersecurity sector. And finally, from Globes, Light, a company focused on physical AI perception, has raised $165 million. The funds aim to advance chip development, enhancing robot navigation and operation, reflecting continued innovation in Israel's tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.